Hello, welcome, welcome, welcome to our podcast. It's good to be back. This is another episode of the Sleepcast series. I hope that you're doing well. Again, if you're new to the channel, welcome. If you're not, welcome back. What is Sleepcast? It's basically a podcast to fall asleep to. That is my goal. So if you're listening to this podcast in the morning, driving to work, maybe save it for later. And for the rest of us, what a lovely evening. I know it's been a long day, but the night doesn't have to end on a boring note. So here we go. So again, glad to have you back with us. Grab a pillow, get comfortable, dim the light, and let's fall asleep to tonight's topic. Together with some very good background music. You know, I've never got feedback on the music. Do you like it? Do you not like it? Let me know in the comments. Alright, are you comfortable? Are your eyes closed? If they're not, I'm gonna count to 10, okay? Make sure that both of your eyes are closed, no cheating. Make sure your eyes are closed when I get to 10, okay? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right. And tonight's topic is how ChatGPT is coming after our jobs. Eyes closed. Come on, close your eyes. I know this is not a topic that you like to hear at the end of the day. It is not exactly relaxing. But let me explain, because there's nothing to worry about. And this is not in the essence of that meme, you know, there's a meme with a dog in the middle of the photo, and then he's surrounded by fire. He seems his coffee, he just keeps drinking his coffee, saying, oh no, everything is fine. No, that's not it. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, really, you have nothing to worry about. We're fine, everything's gonna be fine. We have nothing to worry about, and let me explain why. The reason I'm saying everything's gonna be fine, because this has happened in the past. People have survived change in the past. They actually evolved and became more efficient because of the change. A few weeks ago on YouTube, I came across this video of accountants back in the 1940s doing accounting work. And they would do it by hand. They would record their entries by hand on paper. Meaning physical paper. This is way before computers, Excel, QuickBooks. Then fast forward a few decades, you know what happened. Computers came along and there were tools that accountants started to use. Computers... Come on, Anne. Come on. Shoot. Computers came along and there were tools that accountants started to use, and they stopped using papers. There was no longer legitimate need for entries recorded on physical paper. So how do you think those accountants felt? Actually, I have no idea how they felt, but that's not the point. The point is, we are decades away from that shift. And we're thriving. We're still doing okay. And as a matter of fact, for someone who were born after the year 2000, they have no recollection of the time where entries were actually recorded on physical paper. You get what I'm saying? That is exactly what's happening with us and ChatGPT right now. ChatGPT is just the only beginning. For those who think, oh great, now ChatGPT is coming after my work. What am I? What I'm gonna do? What was I? Was that like a placeholder? Some kind of placeholder? Or until the next version of ChatGPT gets to a certain point and capable of replacing my job? And that is the switch that I would love to turn on for us. I feel the reason why we feel insecure or afraid of change is because maybe we don't think that we have competitive advantages. That is today's topic. We're going to talk about how to figure out what your own competitive advantages are and how to believe in yourself. Now, we know that it can be easy to get caught up in the competition and to start copying or competing with others in their categories, but the truth is, you and everyone has their own unique set of skills and talents and quirks that make you stand out from the crowd. And the trick is to figure out what those things are and to have the confidence to use them to your advantage. I know it's not easy for us to believe that we actually have competitive advantages because we have been trained to look for others. No, we have been trained to look for directives from others. It's like fashion trends, right? You know, in February, it's, you know, jeans are hot, right? Jeans are hot this month. And then 3 months later, skirts are hot. The goalpost is constantly changing and we bombarded with information. And that gotta stop because we are right at this pivotal time. It's scary, but it's exciting. And I feel it's more exciting than scary. So back to competitive advantages. How do you figure out your competitive advantages? I think the first step is to stop comparing yourself to others because you never be able to see what makes you unique. If you already know that the goalpost is moving every few weeks, it's like chasing shadows, like fashion trends, not gonna last. Instead, you can try to focus on what you love to do, what comes naturally to you, and what people tend to compliment you on. Maybe you're an amazing storyteller, or you have a great sense of humor, or you're just really good at organizing things, right? Whatever it is, embrace it and start thinking about how you can use it to your advantage. Or you can start at your own identity. Maybe we're just not looking where we should look, right? What is your ethnicity? Like, are you white, black, Asian, Hispanic? That could be your competitive advantage. Are you bilingual? I mean, if you are, that is your competitive advantage. Do you have long, healthy hair? Competitive advantage. Do you live in Utah, Oklahoma, Alabama? Hello, competitive advantage. Just you being you is a competitive advantage already. You don't even need talent, or you don't need to be extremely good at anything. I mean, talent, you know, those things are pluses, but they're not required. Just you being you is already a competitive advantage. Now is a good time to take inventory of your characteristics, your qualities, everything about you. There's only one you. There's no second you. At least not yet. And that is why now is a good time to start looking inwards. And I understand, even if you know what your competitive advantages are, sometimes it still can be hard to believe in them. Because we've been conditioned to think that we need to be more like other people in order to be loved or to be happy. But the truth is, being yourself is often the best competitive advantage you can have, because again, there's no second you, at least not yet. So my lovely travelers, the next time you find yourself copying someone else's strategy or competing in a category that's not really your own, take a step back and you can ask yourself, what are my competitive advantages? What makes me unique? And how can I use those things to stand out? This is such an exciting time, and I'm glad that we're all here to experience this together. This shift is amazing, and I can't wait to hear your stories, how you made things work for you. It's a lovely evening. I hope you enjoy yourself. Again, thank you for being here. I will see you in my next podcast. Sleep well.